Welcome everyone, we're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shalom Bayis Shir number 475. So the mitzvah of intimate relations between husband and wife, the reason why it's more complicated than many other mitzvahs is because both physical and spiritual attributes are inherent in the act. The same action can be a form of holiness or the opposite. And it depends on the mindset of the couple, their approach to the act, whether their action and their emotion are interlinked, whether the physical and spiritual are interlinked, and that's the ideal to strive for. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden brings down a beautiful explanation, an explanation in the mitzvah, an interpretation, in his siddur, in Hanogas Leil Shabbos, a good siman to remember. The siman in Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim that talks about these halachos of physical intimacy, what they call Hilchos Derech Eretz, is in Aruch Chaim siman Resh Mem. Siman Resh Mem. The word Resh Mem, he says, is Ram, which means elevate, Ram Venisa, to elevate, to bring up. So if one engages in relations the way it's supposed to be, then you'll end up with a siman resh mem, a siman of rum, of elevation, of greatness. Over hepech, chas v'shalom, if you don't engage in it properly, then the letters switch. And from the rum, resh mem, becomes mem resh, which is mar, bitter. Bitter and negative. So the very act itself can be elevating and beautiful, or very bitter. The Torah uses often connecting physical intimacy to the word das. V'ha'adam yoda es chava ishta. He knew his wife Chava. Das is a very high spiritual level. Extremely high spiritual level. And this is why the Geras HaRamban, the Geras HaKodesh of the Ramban, he says, as we're going to explain in a minute, Al yachshav odon ki bechibur haroi yesh kenai v'kir chas v'shalom. Do not think in any way that this union has a aspect that's disgraceful. Shachibur haroyu nikra yediyah. Because the proper connection between a husband and wife physically is called yediyah, knowledge. It's not for nothing. It's called das. Ka'amah, like it says in Shmuel Aleph Aleph, Vayeda Elkanah Eschana Ishtai, that Elkanah knew his wife Chana, which means he was intimate with her. That's the side of the Tipas Zera that comes from a holy place, coming from the wisdom and understanding of the brain. So it is a very high concept. And just like hands become honorable and praiseworthy when they write a Sefer Torah with it, these same hands could rob a person or does something negative, it becomes indecent. The same hands could write a Sefer Torah and elevate it, give tzedakah, elevate it, or hit a person, or rob a person, and then it becomes degraded. So too with the intimate parts of our bodies. It could be used to elevate, it could be used to degrade, to degrade us. Before the sin of the Eitz Hadas, the Ramban explains, their whole intention was for a pure sake. They had physical desire, but it was channeled towards serving Hashem, just like any other part of their body. And that was the way that they channeled this energy. It was all Kaddish, all Tahar, or all pure. But when Chetz Hadas happened, then they realized they were naked. Then they lost it. and then they felt that stronger taiva in a negative way that created the problems. They had taiva from before. There was a physical desire. That's the way Hashem designed it. But it wasn't connected to any ego, per se. It was a gratefulness to Hashem and serving Hashem through it. This is something the Greek philosopher Aristotle, as we explained before, he could not comprehend. He did not realize the power within each one of us to take a physical action, eating, drinking, being intimate with one's husband or wife, and combining it with the right intention, then becomes a part of Avodas Hashem. He brings down from Rav Mendel of Vitebsk, who wrote the Sefer Pri Haaretz, this is in Parshas Re'eh, and he explains over there that negating the physical entirely is not the right approach of a Jew. The Pasuk says, V'chai bahem. You need to live. Live means live life in this world. Torah is meant to be lived with in this world and embraced. The Torah was not given to Malachim. The Torah was given to us, human beings, that have taivas, that have desires. But we channel it for good. And that's the greatest joy that Hashem has from us. When we make our gashmius into ruchnius, when we take our physicality and channel it towards Him, that's why Bilam's eye was blinded, like we mentioned in a previous share recently. Excess desires for the sake of physical pleasures only, that's what's problematic. That could be disgusting in the eyes of Hashem. That's novel b'shus ha'tayra. But when it's for the needs of one's physical body that they need this, or for the sake of Aina, and that's the main purpose, and eventually you get to Lishma, so Hashem shines on that person. It's time to look at it inside the Priya Aretz Parshas Re'eh. He brings down that when you bring Hashem into your actions, it gives life to it. You give life to everything. And it's not considered taiva, even though technically it is a physical desire, but it's a mitzvah. You're connecting. You're connecting to Hashem, and you're connecting to your wife, which is the Ratzon Hashem, to your husband, which is the Ratzon Hashem. That's what it means, the Shechinah is there. You're connecting. And that's a very, very important yesod. Rabbi Isaac Sher in Kedushas Yisrael, in a kuntris, he also said the similar thing. He says the Greek philosophers weren't clever enough to understand how far is the reach of the holiness of a Jew who has the power to both derive pleasure from and seek godliness in food and in marital relations, such as Adam Arishan did. Hashem wanted his children to feel and taste his goodness. You taste Hashem's goodness by eating. You taste Hashem's goodness in marital relations. Thus, it is not dirty. It is not ugly. It is what Hashem is giving you. It's the will of Hashem. It is the will of Hashem. I'll quote it in Hebrew, what he says. Va'philosophy ha'yavani, this Greek philosopher, Aristotle, le'hiska ladas, could not comprehend. Adhechen magi kedushi stroll, how far reaching is the holiness of Klaisol, Sheshbem Koyach Lasanagal Hashem Machal of Mishkal. They could delight in Hashem through food and through sexual connection with one's husband or wife. Mamish Kumay Adam Rishon Kadav Chait, like Adam Rishon before the Chait. Shalpi Das Taira. This, please remember, emphasize, write it down. Shapidas Taira, Ha'oineg, Shiyesh B'chush HaMishush, the pleasure that you have from sensory pleasures, pleasures that are sensed by the body very strongly, Be'bachila, whether it's food, Be'bamishkal, whether it's sexual relations with one's husband or wife, Ein B'kach Shum G'nai V'kir, this is absolutely zero that is disgusting, it's zero that's degrading. If you do it, the Shei Mitzvah, then it's a mitzvah to enjoy it because Hashem gave it to you to enjoy. you recognize Hashem, then you're doing the highest thing. There's no limit to what a person can do when he does it with pure intentions and clean thoughts. And he'll be called holy. And the act of intimacy, chas v'shalom, to say that it's flawed or that it's inferior or it's derogatory, adarabba. It expresses the tremendous greatness that's within each one of us. It's very precious. This is what Rabbi Yaakov Emden says in Marksia, which explains Simon Reish Mem. Not always easy to have the right kavanais. The physical and spiritual fluctuates. We're tested all the time. We have to try our best. We're human beings. But keep the eye on the ball. Keep the eye on the ball. Recognize what the tafkid of a yid is to live above. To live above. Again, we refer back to the Geras HaKadosh of the Ramban. At one point, we really should learn more be'in. But he says that the union, Chibur Hazeh, who inyan Kadosh V'Naki, is a very pure matter. No one should chas v'shalom think that it's ugly. It's not the case. It's not like the way the Greek Aristotle said. It is not like that. All the Torah scholars believe that Hashem created everything by what His wisdom decreed and did not create anything that would be demeaning or ugly. It's something to remember. The Ramban writes, don't think that this union has something disgusting in it. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. It's a high act. So any contrary emotion to this is not what the Ratzon Hashem is. He wants a husband and wife to connect emotionally, to enjoy each other, to love each other, to desire each other, serve each other, give pleasure to each other, and that's a nachas ruach Hashem. That's avodas Hashem. There's a sefer Neitzer Chesed from the Karmana. Perkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, in a section called Ahava Gimel, he says that a person needs to be careful. But Vayashkiach b'masha Amar Aristo Ha'ara, don't listen to what the cursed Aristotle said. Shechusha Mishus Cherpa, that sensory desires is an embarrassment. It's not. It's not. There's nothing that's holy that can be disgusting. To a person as disgusting as Aristotle, then it's disgusting. To a person disgusting as Bilam, then it's disgusting. To a yid, it's the opposite of disgusting. It is the most healthiest thing in the world. It's what Hashem wants. He wants a married couple to connect in the bedroom. He wants them to enjoy each other. He wants them to have peace. He wants them to have experience of Gan Eden in this world. He wants them to feel Him in the Shechina and the Hakaras HaTov that comes not by separating from physical pleasures, but by using it the right way, the way Hashem wants you to use them. I'm going to reiterate again, just from observations from married couples. Yes, there are, maybe early on, maybe with the young people, where they do have this problem of perhaps overindulgence in these areas, hyper-focus in these areas, the mind's too much in these areas of sexuality. It's prevalent in our generation. It could seep into marriages, seep into even in with from people getting caught up in these things in an unhealthy way. But usually, it's not the case. And unfortunately, it's the opposite. It's too little of this. The escaping, sometimes you escape. You can't, you lose that connection physically. Makes you lose it emotionally. And you become distant from one another. Then you get into unhealthy escapes. Sometimes it may not be sexual escapes. It could be escapes into other things. Or giving up on the relationship altogether. unfortunately could lead to actually running into the sexual aspects in areas where it shouldn't be, to other people and so on. But even if that doesn't happen, and you don't, Baruch Hashem, don't indulge in that, but it's such a terrible shame that they don't turn towards each other when they simply could, and it could alleviate so much agmas nefesh. It could create so much healing. It's what they really need, and they pull away from one another. Busyness, hecticness, whatever you want to say, how they drifted apart. It's very important to learn how to bring that together, to bring them together. And again, most marriages, unfortunately, when they deteriorate, it's not because of an overindulgence in this area. Usually it's because they lost that connection. They lost the bedroom connection, that physical connection that connects with the emotional. You need them both, of course. We stress that all the time, in all the shiurim. Every time we emphasize the physical relationship, it's always connected with the emotional caring of it. There's no question about it. But emotional caring enough, alone rather, won't last without the physical. The physical is the vehicle that Hashem wants us to use to connect. And we need how to use that wisely and properly, responsively, but we need to use it. And connect with our husbands and wives. Doesn't make a difference how many years you're married, how old you are, pre-menopause, post-menopause, strong desire, libido, weak libido. There is a deep need to connect physically. And that will open up the emotions. And sometimes you have to open up emotionally, then that will bring the physical. They're both important. They're the two eyes, the two healthy eyes, the physical and the spiritual, and they mend and blend as one. Bracha natzlacha.